Title: Filtering Bass to Create Section Contrast Beginner. All right, let's make your drum and bass bassline feel like it has sections, because in D&B, contrast is everything. You can have the nastiest rolling bass ever, but if it's full power, full brightness, full aggression the entire time, the listener stops feeling the drop as an event. It just becomes the same energy, non-stop. So today we're doing a super reliable beginner move, filtering your bass to create section contrast. Not just turning it down. We're shaping what frequencies are allowed through in different parts of the arrangement, so the intro feels controlled, the build feels like it's opening up, and the drop feels bigger without you even changing the MIDI notes. And we're going to do it the drum and bass way, keep the sub mostly stable, and do the filter moves on the mid-bass layer. Let's get set up. First, set your tempo to something standard for D&B. Anywhere around 172 to 175 is fine. I'll pick 174 BPM. Make an 8-bar loop for your drop area. Don't overthink the arrangement yet. We just want something to loop while we build the sound. And put some drums in. Even a placeholder. Seriously, filtering decisions are way easier when the drums are playing, because you can actually hear what's happening in the kick and snare space. Classic grid works. Kick on 1 and 3. Snare on 2 and 4, and if you've got hats or a shuffle loop, even better. Now, we're building a simple two-layer bass. One sub track, one mid-bass track. The goal is, sub equals consistent weight, mid-bass equals character and movement. Predate a MIDI track and name it SUB. Drop operator on it. Keep it simple. Oscillator as a sine wave. This is your clean foundation. Go to the amp envelope and make sure it's tight but not clicky. Attack at 0 milliseconds is fine. Then set release somewhere around 80 to 150 milliseconds. If you hear clicks on note changes, increase release slightly. If it feels too boomy or overlaps notes, shorten it a bit. Now put EQ 8 after operator. We're not trying to shape the sub a lot, just tidy the extreme low end. Add a high pass filter around 25 to 30 Hz, something like a 12 dB per octave slope. This doesn't change the note of your sub. It just removes useless rumble that eats headroom. Cool, sub done. The big idea is, this stays pretty steady across sections. Now create a second MIDI track and name it MID Bass. Add wave eatable. Pick something basic and harmonically rich. Basic shapes works great. Try something squarish or sawish so it has harmonics for the filter to reveal. Add a little unison. 2 to 4 voices is plenty. Keep it subtle for now, because too much width down low can mess up the mix fast. Now add saturator after wavy-table. Set drive around 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. That gives you thickness and controlled peaks. This is important, because filtering tends to change perceived loudness, and saturation helps the mid-bass stay present without you cranking volume. Next, add EQ 8 after saturator and high-pass the mid-bass around 120 to 180 Hz. Use a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave, because we really want this mid layer to stay out of the sub lane. Quick coaching note here, don't treat that number like a rule. Loop your drums, especially the kick and snare, and sweep that high pass frequency. Your goal is to find the spot where the kick regains punch and the low end stops blurring, but the mid bass still speaks and doesn't turn thin. That crossover point is different every track. Now group the SUB and MID bass tracks. Select both and group them into a bus called Bass Bus. We'll use that as our main bass control point later if we need it. Now the main move. The contrast filter goes on the mid-bass, not the sub. On mid-bass, at the end of the chain, add auto filter. Set it to a low-pass filter and choose the steeper one, LP24. That's the classic opening up into the drop sound. Set the frequency somewhere in the middle, like 500 to 1500 Hz for now. Set resonance around 10 to 25%. We want a little bite, but we do not want a whistle. If you ever hear a ringing tone that feels like it's poking your ears, resonance is too high. If your auto filter has drive, add a little, like 2 to 4 dB. Subtle. We're not trying to destroy it, just add a touch of density. And for now, leave the envelope follower off. We're going to do manual automation first, because it's the clearest way to understand what's happening. Before you automate, do this one important step that beginners skip. Pick your reference brightness for the drop. Loop the drop section and set the filter so that when it's open, it feels right. That might be fully open, or it might be only open to around 8 or 10 kHz depending on your sound. Especially if you have saturation on, you often don't need to open to 18 kHz. Too bright can actually fight your hats and make the groove feel smaller. So get the drop sounding correct first. Then, and only then, You build automation by moving away from that target. This prevents the classic problem of building an intro and build that feel cool and then the drop arrives and it's still kind of dark. Now let's automate. Press A to show automation lanes. On the MIDI bass track, find auto filter. Then choose the frequency parameter. We'll use a simple structure for the lesson. Intro, build, drop, and a mini break. In the intro, set the low pass frequency around 600 to 900 Hz. That keeps the bass present. You can still feel the rhythm and the notes, but it's controlled and not screaming. Now for the build into the drop. Over the last 4 to 8 bars before the drop, draw a ramp that opens the filter up towards your drop target. Maybe that's 6K Hz. Maybe it's 10K Hz. Maybe it's higher. Use your ears. And here's a huge musical tip. The curve matters more than the endpoints. If you draw a perfectly straight line, it can feel kind of DAW-ish. Try shaping it so it opens slowly for most of the build, then accelerates in the final bar. In Ableton, you can add a few breakpoints and create that hockey stick curve. That last second acceleration feels like real tension. Now in the drop, set the filter to your open position. If the resonance is adding a harsh peak once it's open, you can even automate resonance slightly down in the drop. A lot of DNB basses sound better with less resonance when they're fully open. Now add a mini break move for 1 to 2 bars. Quickly close the filter back down to around 500 to 1200 Hz, then snap it open again. This is a really simple way to make the second half of a drop feel like it hits again, even if the notes are identical. At this point, you've already created section contrast without changing your MIDI. Now we're going to add a second type of contrast, a high pass thin out for transitions. Low pass is dark to bright, high pass is heavy to thin. You can do this in a very beginner-friendly way by adding a second auto filter before your low pass one on the MID bass. Set this new auto filter to high pass, HB12 or HB24. Most of the time, leave it basically off, around 20 to 40 Hz, so it's not doing anything meaningful. But right before the drop, or at the start of a breakdown, automate it to rise up briefly to around 150 to 300 Hz. Just for a beat, a half bar, maybe a bar if you want a bigger floor disappears moment. What this does is it pulls the weight out for a moment, so when the drop hits and the filter turns off, the low end feels like it slams back in. That's tension and release, and it's very effective in DNB. Quick warning, don't leave the high pass up for too long. DNB needs weight. This is a momentary effect, not a permanent setting. Alright, now let's make the filter feel rhythmic, like it's rolling with the groove. On your low pass auto filter on MID bass, turn on the LFO. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16. Choose sine for smooth motion, or triangle for a more pronounced pulse. Keep the amount small, like 5 to 15%. This should feel like subtle movement, not like a big wobble bass. And a pro move that still counts as beginner friendly, automate the LFO amount per section. In the intro, you can have a bit more LFO so it feels alive even though it's filtered. In the drop, reduce the LFO amount so the bass feels stable and powerful. Now we have one more thing to handle, loudness illusion. When you open a low pass filter, it often sounds louder because you're adding brightness and harmonics. That can trick you into thinking your drop hits harder, when really it's just brighter. So add utility after auto filter on the MID bass. Use it for tiny gain compensation. Usually plus or minus 1 to 3 dB is enough. If the drop gets noticeably louder when the filter opens, pull it down a bit. You want the energy increase to be mostly tonal and textural, not just volume. And do the real test. Turn your listening level down. Quiet. If you can still clearly feel where the drop starts at low volume, your contrast is real. If the drop only works when it's loud, you're relying on loudness, not arrangement contrast. Also, keep an eye on the low end. Throw spectrum on your master temporarily. Make sure that your sub-region, around 40 to 80 Hz, stays consistent. Since we're not filtering the sub-layer much, it should stay solid, and that's the point. Let's cover a few quick common mistakes so you can dodge them. Mistake 1. Filtering the sub too much. If you low pass or high pass the whole bass including the sub in a big way, your drop loses weight. In DNB, the sub is the anchor. Filter the mid layer for contrast. Mistake 2. Too much resonance. It turns into a whistly note that fights your snare and hats. Keep it modest, and if it hurts, reduce it. Mistake 3. Forgetting gain compensation. Opening a filter can sound like impact when it's actually just loudness. Use utility and check at low volume. Mistake 4. Making the mid bass too wide in the low mids. If Unison makes 150 to 400 Hz wide, the mix gets messy fast. Keep that area tighter, and if needed, Reduce width in the drop to make the center feel heavier. Now, a couple of upgrade ideas you can try right after this lesson. 1. Put your MIDI-based devices in an instrument rack and make one macro that does the whole section change. Map auto filter frequency to open up. Map saturator drive to increase slightly as it opens, and map utility gain to reduce slightly as it opens. Now you can automate a single macro and everything stays coherent. That's a real workflow win. 2. Call and response filtering in the drop. Every two bars, alternate slightly more open, then slightly more closed. It keeps the bass moving without adding new sounds. 3. If the bass gets harsh when you open the filter, try this device order, saturator, then EQ8 with a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz if it's pokey, and then auto filter. That way, your fully open tone is still powerful but not painful. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice, so you lock this in. Make a simple 2-bar MIDI loop, 2 or 3 notes, nothing fancy. Keep your SUB as operator sign, and keep your MID as wavy-able into saturator into a EQ8 high pass. Add auto filter LP24 on the MID and automate it like this. For bars 1 to 8, intro, set it around 700 Hz. For bars 9 to 16, build, ramp it from 700 Hz up to about 10 kHz. For bars 17 to 24, drop, set it open, around 16 kHz or whatever your reference drop brightness is. Then add a 1-bar pullback before the drop. Do a quick high pass sweep on the MID to about 200 Hz, and turn it off right at the drop. Export a quick render and listen quietly. If you still feel the difference when the volume is low, you nailed the contrast. Let's recap the whole concept in one sentence. For DNB section contrast, keep the sub steady and automate filters on the mid bass to go from dark and controlled to bright and aggressive, with short high pass thin outs for tension. If you tell me what sub style you're aiming for, like liquid roller, jump up, Neuro or Jungle, I can suggest a specific starting chain and some typical macro ranges that match that vibe.